Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gansu G just making a video about need help pegging. Well, let's go. Yes, I was going through Reddit and through all these different things, going through the toilets, and god damn it, I just want to say I really hate fucking cuckolds. They're so annoying. Oh man, it was just a big old headache. I just had an altercation, well not physical, but just one retard. Because I was right there in this cuckold community to get content, of course. And I did something and one of the monitors said something. Said, okay, sorry, whatever. Then I had one of their little cuckolds, even in his bio he says, the cuckold was simping for this freaking chick. And I told him, dude, don't use me. And then that chick that I was talking about her. No, I was talking about the cuckold, not that bitch. And said, oh, what if I am? I just ignored it. It's like, you're irrelevant to me, bitch. Shut up. I don't give a fuck about fucking mistresses or none of that shit. I just really have a fucking distaste for fucking these weak cuckolds. Yes, I know I talk shit about women, but I loathe, just have a deep harboring hatred for cuckolds, for weak men. Yes, I'm gonna talk shit about weak men. This is about men being fucking lame. I'm sorry, but that's how it is. Ugh. Anyways, back to the story, right? On a side note, you fear stupid people and zealots. I'm a zealot. Yes, on Reddit, under pegging only, it says, need some insight discussion. So my wife and I have been pegging for about a year now. Ooh, so much fun, right? Oh yes, poopy poopy, right? It started when I told her I like to dress up in her underwear and dress up as I was home alone. Ooh, fucking nice, huh? She was surprised, but very open to it. Yeah, seeing your husband dressed in a fucking dress. Nice. She told me if I was gonna dress like her, she wanted to fuck me like a guy. Oh, fuck yeah, imagine that. Get your asshole fucking torn up by your wife. Fuck yeah, perro. Get some. The first time I dressed for her, I went all out, I guess to help me get over my nerves. Sure, I wore her panties, bra and stockings, garter belt and this really tight mini dress. Holy shit, man, what the fuck? Man, you're fucking gayer than fuck. Just saying. That night was amazing. We started slow. Massages, oils, and plugs. Not electrical plugs, I'm assuming. Butt plugs! Yay! Hey, if you like having butt plugs, man, fucking go for it, right? By the end, she had me laid out on the bed, really giving it to me. It was magical. Oh, yes. Yeah, actually, my dad told me a crazy story about his uncle, which would be my granduncle. He said, be careful what you try, because then you'll be fucked when you actually like it. He said because his uncle, he couldn't get it up anymore. He did everything with his wife and everything until they tried anal beads. And oh yeah, and flash forward him for later, he became gay. Oh yeah, butt plugs, then anal beads, and then penis. That's what this guy's going into. Whoa, pegging, right? Doi. Okay, now this guy, fast forward a year later, we now share her panties. I no longer wear boy underwear. And we have sex about 4 or 5 times a week. And she pegs me at least once, sometimes twice a week. Fucking A, man, you're fucking creepy. She has started laying back on the bed and telling me to get on top and ride her cock, which is great. But my issue is when I'm riding her and I look down, either her eyes are closed or she's looking away. Like avoiding eye contact. Yes, because you're the girl. Yeah, the roles are reversed, you know. This throws me off every time. Yeah, she has no respect for you. If a woman doesn't respect you, she can't love you. Newsflash, buddy. We've been married for 11 years and have 4 kids together, and our sex life is very healthy, but I feel like she's disgusted or ashamed to look at me when I'm riding her. Any insight? Look, man, first of all, you have 4 kids? Are you sure they're yours? You're a weak man, so if I were you, I'll get these kids' DNA checked. Just, you know, just a thought. So, yeah. And how's your sex life healthy if you're the ones getting fucked like a woman? Yeah, and I'm sure she is disgusted and ashamed. I'm just saying, man. Yeah, that's my insight. Then it says, I have tried to talk to her about it, but she insists nothing is wrong. Yes, women are not going to tell you directly. They're going to do indirect things. That's how women are. You have to decipher that. I'm telling you, this chick doesn't respect you because you're taking it in the butt. Like if you're a female. So, yeah. Yeah, fortunately I can play the Whitney Houston song. It's that I Always Love You song. Fucking you too. Fuck you. Anywho, now let's go read this other comment that this dude named Splice21 left up. Ask her to make eye contact with you as that helps turn you on. Fucking fag. If she agrees and doesn't follow through, you have the basis for your next conversation to challenge her to be more honest. Women can be honest. Man, these freaking cuckolds, man, they really piss me off. What's up with these weak men? It really pisses me off. It's so disgusting. These guys need to get their asses smacked. Don't you agree with me? Yeah, man. You know, lately I've been fucking a lot of dudes' wives. It's so fucking funny. I don't know what's up. Yeah, I told you guys that recently. Well, not that recent. Probably like 3 months ago. I ran into my ex and her fucking lame-ass cuckold husband. Yeah, they're swinging. But I'm not gonna mess with her, yeah, because she did something fucked up with me. And fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch. That's all I have to say about that. If she doesn't agree and it makes you feel bad about that position, then stop the position and let her know why. That's the lack of follow through an eye contact makes you feel particular way, even if it's not her intent, and that you'd rather not feel that way during sex so you're not interested anymore in being fucked in that position. Oh, you're still getting fucked. This chick is disgusted by you. It's a primordial thing. Once a woman doesn't see you as a man, you're fucked. Literally and figuratively. That's it, you're done. You better just break up. This is not going to end well. Not at all. That's just my opinion. And then this freak show ends it saying, I am assuming that you believe her in her enjoyment of pegging you in other positions. Yes, you like getting fucked in the ass in different positions. That's just... Man, the state of men today. The things they do just so they could get laid. They get fucked. I don't know. I think the price for pussy is just getting too expensive. It's just too ludicrous. For what you're getting in return... This is diminishing returns in my opinion. I don't know. This guy is stupid. Yeah, people in relationships, I noticed they're... I don't know what the fuck's wrong with them. I guess it's the Mouse Utopia experiment. Fucking quality. Trash humans. That's just my opinion though. What can I say? Do you agree with me or no? I don't know, you guys tell me. Yes, I'm just tired of these cuckold simpy men. It's just a weakness in men nowadays. The quality of men is going down and down, and women are just being more empowered to be more like men. The roles are reversed, figuratively and literally. I don't know if we're going to survive as species. I really don't. But you just got to push them forward and hopefully just do things in your personal life, because these people are just unredeemable, in my opinion. Well, anyways, this is Gonzo J saying goodbye, farewell. Don't let these crazy people get you down. Be stronger than them and move forward. Do not be like these weak cucks. Goodbye.